nailed to the cross through the median nerve. The nail most likely, yes, that's most likely to the place, right at the crease of the thumb here, going through at a 15 degree angle, coming out into the wrist area. That nail by itself in one hand could support 800 pounds pressure. Jesus could have actually been crucified with one nail. But to get through that area, it has to split the median nerve. That's nervus medianus in the medical journals. The median, M-E-D-I-A-N. That's the nerve that controls the sensation and feeling of the fingertips and in between the fingers. And when that nerve is injured, it gives off a pain which is greater than any amount of childbirth for a woman. Kidney stones, sciatica, rheumatism, arthritis, earache, toothache, and all of them put together. The pain is described in the medical journals as exquisite pain. It used to be the strongest term for pain was excruciating. Excruciating means from the cross. They don't use that terminology for the median nerve anymore. They use exquisite pain. And when fellows had that nerve injured from shrapnel, an exploded shell in combat, they'd go into shock and coma immediately. They couldn't take it. It's unbelievable. And pain is so real, isn't it? Boy. And how many hours did he take it up there on the cross? If you read St. Mark's Gospel, he was nailed up there at 9 o'clock in the morning. And if he died at 3 in the afternoon, he was there for 6 hours. We usually say 3 hours, the traore, the 3 hours that we pray on Good Friday. Maybe it was 6 hours, hanging up there, cursed at, humiliated, the greatest degradation in the history of the world. And then with his feet, what they would do with the feet is bend the knees out, so that the flats of the feet would be flush against the wood of the cross. And then just put a nail through the fleshy part of each foot to hold it in place. What really carried most of the weight was the hands, though. The sword that went through his side was after he had died. So there was no pain for him at that time. And what did he do when he was on the cross? Yes, he forgave them, but also he told St. Dismas, the good thief, from this day forward, thou shalt be with me in paradise. He repented in his last agony, Dismas did. He stole heaven. And then to his mother and St. John, mother, behold thy son, son, behold thy mother. Take good care of each other, thinking of others. And then on the cross, his word was, I thirst. Do you know there are 5 different stages of thirst? Most of us had never got beyond the first and second stage before getting the relief that we were looking for. When you get into the 4th and 5th stages of thirst, it's a form of insanity. Everything looks like water, something to satiate the thirst that's within you. Sure, he was thirsting for souls, but he was also thirsting for water. Completely dehydrated after the sweating of the blood and the scourging and the crowning of the thorns and the carrying of the cross. What he went through. And then at the end, it is consummated. It's finished. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. He was talking to his Father in heaven. But that one last word that he spoke must have been very trying. My God, my God, he said, why hast thou forsaken me? It almost seems as though Jesus went into despair, but really not so, because he was praying most likely Psalm 22, which starts out in seeming despair and ends up with praise and thanks to God. But even if he just said one prayer from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To me, that would prove he was God. Through that exquisite pain of the crucifixion, to forgive those who are nailing him to the cross, brutes that they were.